On Wednesday, South Carolina police... Oh, God, it's Big Fatty. Anyway, back to the story. South Carolina police said Big Fatty was arrested for the second time for having sex with a small horse. He could face up to 5 years in prison for the latest buggery charge. It's not... It's not.
Where were you that you got caught having sex with these animals?
I don't know. It's not as uncommon as one might think, said Tracy Marks, a forensic psychotherapist who practices in Atlanta. Dogs and farm animals are probably the most common occurrences. Like most sexually deviant behavior, zoophobia is more common in men, Marks said, and now it's more common than ever.
I think it's zoophilia.
Zoophilia. Okay, I can't read.
Zoophobia would be, you'd be like afraid of animals, but I don't think these people are very afraid.
Oh no.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh no.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 392 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 5th of August, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, we are going to have some Ask Axe Big Fatty, and we may just take a little trip down into the Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Now, you know, as you know, this is the last week of the 10-hour day, so hump day has already occurred for Big Fatty. And I've been noticing on the 20 that some of you are working the 10-hour on the 4 days a week also. So, you know, you're already over the hump also. But, anyway. But, y'all, the 20 has been... A busy place. It's been a very busy place because there's been some throwdowns. There's been some throwdowns on the Twitty, and evidently some people have been arrested, and some people that have not been very nice to different podcasts have been arrested. maybe they haven't been arrested. They've been fired. That's it. They've been fired for harassment. Harassment. It had nothing to do with the Twitty or the podcast. But anyway. Or, I don't know, but y'all, it has really been a blaze. Y'all, speaking of the Twitty, I got a Twitty request from somebody, and I don't know who this person is, and if you are a real person, you need to say, oh, Big Fatty, I am a real person, and I would like to be following you, Big Fatty. Y'all, this is Kay Fury, F-E-E-R-Y, Kay Fury, and Kay Fury... who also goes by Fury Legs. Who knew? Let Big Fatty know if you're a real person, because I'm not going to approve you to follow. If I don't know, y'all, I can't do it. I just cannot do it. So, anyway. Y'all, before the time gets away from us today, I would like for us to take a moment and do this. Make a wish! Y'all, Big Fatty got a package today from the Amazon.com. Now, I'm not going to open it because, you know, it's the week before the birthday, and it doesn't feel like a package full of cashews either. So I'm not going to open it, but I'm going to wait until Monday and open it then. But if you sent Big Fatty something through the Amazon, y'all, and it's heavy too. I don't know if it says how heavy it is on here. It does not say, but y'all, it's heavy. And it does not say who it is from. So, that's going to sit right here until Monday. Unless somebody writes me, oh no, Big Fatty, that's fudge. And you need to open that up. We've packed that fudge for you. And you need to open that. Oh, maybe not. Y'all, I did get a birthday card, however, from a good friend of mine, Miss Gail. Miss Gail's got a birthday this week also, I believe. I don't remember what day it is, but you know, that's standard for Big Fatty. But there's a picture of an old man sitting at the cake, at the birthday cake, and he's thinking to himself. He's got a little party hat on, and he's thinking, "I wish I weren't an old man." And then it goes poof, it goes poof, it goes poof, and he's turned into an old woman. And he blows the candle out, and he says, "Son of a," and then open it up. "Be careful what you wish for." And y'all, that's true. Be careful what you wish for, because you might become an old woman. And Big Fatty has cleared his TiVo, y'all, and it's important to have the TiVo cleared, because y'all, this coming Sunday, we're having a lot of premieres of the new quiz programs and all. And you know, if I'm going to talk about the quiz programs, you know where I gotta go.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat K-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct. And y'all, that John Michael Haas, John Haas, he is on the vacation right now. He's on the vacay. And y'all, he loves the Big Brother as much as Big Fatty does. And y'all, I think that Ronnie is going to be thrown off on Thursday night. It's just Big Fatty's... Just Big Fatty's gut feeling. And you know, Big Fatty, if anyone's got a gut feeling, it's Big Fatty. But y'all, tonight, Wednesday night, they are having, and you know, I've told you to watch the Wipeout, you know, the Big Balls, they're having the Wipeout All-Star Edition. And y'all, I'm reading from the TV guide here. It says, let me see if I can read it. Oh, I gotta turn on a light, because I can't read that. Okay, it says, if there's anyone out there who's still wondering why we are loving the obstacle course assault on our funny bones, this all-star episode celebrating the season's best flops and oh, Jesus Christ. Celebrating this season's best flops and face plants should clear things up. So, y'all, it's going to be a... It's going to be an all-star edition. All-star edition on tonight, Wednesday night. And y'all, So You Think You Can Dance ends on Thursday night. They're going to choose a winner then. And that's on page 36 in here. Let me just go on over here and look at that. And they're down to the last few on that. And it says, it usually says Wednesday nights... That conflicts with the Big Ball, so you can't do that. So anyway, we'll watch it on Thursday night, because Thursday night is the finale. But then, y'all, Sunday night, there's going to be some sort of Joan Rivers roast. I hope it's a spit roast. And Kathy Griffin is going to host that, and it's going to be over there at the Comedy Central. And it is for the woman of the hour getting the last scathing word. It's a safe bet that this raunchy riot is going to leave us speechless. Okay. Who knew that there was going to be a raunchy riot? But y'all, really, the big news on Sunday night is, and y'all, you're going to have to set your TiVos. And it's a good thing Big Fatty's got his cleared out, because it's going to start filling up. Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, and I shouldn't even say 7 Central, because we all know that the Eastern Time Zone is the only one that counts.
But at 8 o'clock, that Regis Philbin, that Regis Philbert is going to be back doing that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And y'all, it's the 10th anniversary edition of it, and I think they're going to do it like for 10 nights in a row or 11 nights in a row. So it's going to be lots of Regis Philbert, and he's going to be on there, and he's going to go, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Let's play! And then after that, and this is on the ABC also, they have that Shark Tank. And y'all, that's where entrepreneurs, I knew an entrepreneur. In fact, that's what I said when the preneurs came to the door the other day. I said entrepreneurs. entrepreneurs pitch their ideas to a panel of business magnates. Y'all, if you've never seen a magnate, then you need to watch that on Sunday night. And then, y'all, of course, on Sunday night is the Big Brother over there at CBS. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about Big Brother in a second. And then that There Goes the Neighborhood, where eight families will compete in a suburban neighborhood. But y'all, they put a wall up around these people's houses. And they cut them off. They cut off the TV. They cut off the electricity. And y'all, I heard that this neighborhood that they did this in was in the south side of Atlanta. Now, I don't know that from the hats, but perhaps if some of y'all that live in the Atlanta area, I know that Frank from Atlanta, but y'all, he's unsubscribed because he's down there in the Mexico. He's picking up some swine flu because he had a birthday recently. But that terminally single Tim, he lives over in the Atlantas, and Atom, he listens to Big Fatty on the treadmill, which I'm not quite sure. That seems to be like an oxymoron, Big Fatty on the treadmill. I don't know. But anyway, maybe one of them can tell me if that was indeed filmed in the Atlanta area. Frank from Atlanta. Y'all, don't forget now. And here, let me just gotta be quiet now. Don't forget, everybody, that Miss West has a birthday on Sunday. He loves the cashews. He just loves the cashews. So anyway, send him some love or some cashews or a brand new Mac computer. Okay. Anyway, now y'all, we haven't done this in a little while, so we are going to now do a little Axe Murder.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our first Axe Big Fatty for today comes from the straight boyfriend, and, you know, he's down there in the Australias, y'all, and Straight Bob says, when I was a boy, we took in a streetcar, no, it's not, God, when I was a boy, we took in a street cat, oh, poor Big Fatty, that we named Miss Kitty, which was actually a male. Each night, I would go out and, oh, no, oh, poor Big Fatty, Big Fatty, why can't you talk? Each night, it would go out and get its ass kicked, stumble home in the morning, and sleep all day. Could you please explain how Miss Kitty got his name? Thanks. Well, Straight Bob, it's a very similar story. I met Miss Kitty on a streetcar, and he would go out. It was after a night that he had been out getting his ass kicked, and he would just stumble home and then sleep all day long, and so that's how he got the name Miss Kitty. No, I actually, Miss Kitty got his name. It was from something that David Letterman used to do, where he would go, "Oh, hello, Kitty. Oh, oh, hello, kitty, or something like that. But I really don't remember, so I don't know. Now, y'all, I do have another Ask Big Fatty today, and it is in the form of a voice letter from Bjorn.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bjorn. So, I have an Ask Big Fatty segment. Yes, something kind of serious, not really, but all right. If 10% of the population of men are less than 4 inches, and 10% of the men are above 7, what do we classify as big or giant when it comes to the Tallywhacker episode? Because, like, 10 inches is big, but what do you classify as big or giant? And sorry, Ricky, he's got less than 4. All right, bye.
Well, Bjorn, that's a very interesting question. First of all, y'all, who knew that that Big Ricky had less than 4? I didn't know, but I more importantly, how did Bjorn know that Big Ricky had less than 4? Sorry, Ricky. But anyway, and Bjorn, I'm not sure where you got your figures of 10% of the male population having a Oh, I think that means somebody's going to get sneezed on. And how 10% of the population has less than 4 inches and 10% has more than 7, that means 80% has between 4 and 7 inches. I'm not sure that, not on Manhunt they don't. That's all I got to say, but I'm not sure where you got your figures from. So maybe you can call back and let me know where you got your figures. Because I've not heard heard those quoted before. And also, Bjorn, if you go to the Taco Bell, let me know if you've tried that new burrito with the bacon in it, because B.W. Valentine is waiting to hear for that. She's still waiting in the drive-thru. And Perfetti and Big Ricky, they've unsubscribed. But anyway, what would I consider big? I would say between 8 and 10 inches is big, and I would say 11 and bigger is huge. And, at some point it becomes like, and you want me to do what with that? You know, put it on my shoulder and burp it? I mean, you know, it gets back to the horse cock, you know, like there at the beginning of the show today. That was that Tristan, y'all, he's so drunk he couldn't even read. He couldn't even read today, y'all. I don't know. But Bjorn, I'd like to know what you consider to be big and what you consider to be huge. Anyway, did you, and Bjorn also, did you go over there to the Michael Brandon and take a look at his giant tallywhacker? So, y'all, I don't have any more voice letters in the queue. I've only got a couple of more Ask Big Fatties. But I do have a couple of things here I have listed as, as read on the show. Y'all, I would like to say that Stephen the Uck sent me something today. And y'all, it's from a company in the Uck that sells personalized greeting cards. And they're called Moonpig, M-O-O-N-P-I-G. And y'all, they've come out with a new brand of them, and they're called Coochie Coo, and they've got little babies on them. And y'all, when you think of, Moonpig and little babies with pacifiers, Moonpig, babies with pacifiers, really, all you can say to all of that is...
Oh, no.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Meow! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.